Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Nick Fitzy Stevens. Somebody took a shot at us on the text line. 508.
Doesn't bother me.
Jordan has more loot than both you stiffs. Yeah, you know where she got her loot?
Where'd she get it from?
From the stiff she's with.
Hey, man. She's doing what she's got to do. She's a fighter, man. She's a survivor.
Girl got to eat, man.
She is
an opportunist. Don't hate the player, hate the game.
She's an opportunist. I like that. And I don't hate the game at all. I've been around the world enough. I've watched enough things to know how the world works and what plays and doesn't play, so to speak. And I don't begrudge her, just like I don't begrudge us noticing and talking about it. And, you know, it's soap operas. It's gone on. Gossip and soap operas have been around for thousands of years, right? Just the medium in which you deal with them changes. And so we'll get into that a little bit later. Ted Johnson, as you heard, is here.
I hope so. I'm glad you guys were thinking
about me. I waited for you.
Yeah, no, you gave it a little. I was like, what are we doing talking
just
about this
already? Just a little appetizer.
A little teaser.
A little appetizer before the main course.
As long as we get back into it a little bit.
Oh, we will. Oh, we will. I would not take that away from you on Friday.
That.
I want you to roll into the weekend feeling good and having
fun. Thanks, brother. Appreciate that.
We should also mention that our boy, Dan Ball, is off today.
Why? Why does he get a day off?
He's working. He's got a side gig.
Oh,
a little hustle.
Right?
I think I'm allowed to say it on
the
air.
It wasn't because of the bet that Ken gave us all?
Well, maybe he turned that into an opportunity. He's doing some hockey color analysis, a couple college hockey games, I believe, for his alma mater, Quinnipiac, here in Boston. I think he's got the women and then the men today.
Hardest game to call.
Oh, absolutely.
Hardest game to call.
Yes, I wouldn't even attempt. I would just wait for a while and then yell goal when they scored. That would be the attempts I would have.
Because it moves too fast, or the names?
Both.
Yeah.
Now,
it moves too fast,
I don't know if Quinnipiac has a ton of like European players or Russian players or all those, but yes, the fast pace combined with the name Stiz, I couldn't even attempt to do it. But it is 3 o'clock, and there's three hosts, and we're missing one producer, but it's still time for the 3-point stance.
319.
It's the 3-point stance.
I'm going to count to three.
Tatum puts up a three. Bam!
Easy as 1, 2, 3.
Pasternak, a hat trick and a 4-3 Boston lead.
Three. And it is gone. A 3-run homer and the game is tied.
On WEEI Afternoons.
As always, today's 3-point stance is brought to you by Jeffrey Glassman Injury Lawyers, Boston's go-to injury attorney for over 30 years. If you've been hurt in a car or work accident, or your producer took a day off to do a side gig, you gotta get Glassman. Call all sevens at 617-777-7777. Nick Fitzy Stevens, Andy Hart, and Ted Johnson here to give you some strong opinions to kick off the 3 o'clock hour. Andy, are you ready? Yes, absolutely. Well, your 60-second starts right now. And my 60 seconds started. I think Stiz heard me. Anyway, so yesterday we went with Bad Bunny, George Strait, and that whole debacle. As I expected, it didn't go well on social media. I was called a racist and asked what time the Klan meeting was starting. Wow. They were not nice. So I'm going to skate a simpler lane today and probably pander to the audience. I watched Thursday Night Football last night. That means Aaron Rodgers was on my TV. And Aaron Rodgers,
with that droopy face,
he's such a dink. And he showed it once. They had a flea flicker where he freaked out on the running back and has to pull, go all Dan Marino and show the world that I'm not happy and all the history on
it. That is Dan Marino.
Then they score a touchdown and a big, fat, excited lineman runs up behind him as he's going to the sideline. And I admit, at his age, you probably shouldn't be tackling the quarterback when he doesn't see you coming, but he jumped on his shoulders.
Ooh.
They both fell to the ground and Aaron Rodgers gets up all angry and the chin strap and yelling at him. And I'm like, your fat lineman's excited. You scored a touchdown. Yep. I get you're fragile. You're old. You're 40-something. Hey, Aaron Rodgers, stop being such a dink.
Yeah.
Play out the season and then do as promised. I was told you will never be heard from again. Go away. You're a dink.
He's,
I thought this one would have sealed the game, but it just something didn't feel right about his time. If I finally get him involved, too, 8 catches. Go ahead. Oh, gosh. Oh, don't tackle me. Look at that.
Is that like a home video right there?
Yeah, did you get that?
Somebody
on your,
recorded that off of television.
Off the TV.
Yeah, that was the
phone?
Only audio going around. But
he
God,
held two cans
funny.
Together with a string on the end, and that's the audio we got.
Yeah.
But just he's just a dink.
Hey, you know, Aaron Rodgers?
Why so serious?
Right? So serious, dude. Relax.
Isn't
bro.
He kind of on, like, I don't want to say borrowed time, but like house money time in his career? Like, go have fun. You're having a winning season. Yeah. You thought your career might have been over after New York. And the Steelers said, no, we actually want you to still play for us. And you're winning games.
Mm. Yeah, but what if he, like, rolled his ankle?
It wouldn't be great. But don't be a dink. He was a dink all day. Dink all night. He's always a dink. Enjoy
life.
This
is his resting state. The dude, like, dinkery is what the guy majored in at Cal. Like, he's always been a putz. I know, he's a complete hardo.
I
understand not wanting to get hurt, but you guys, Ted, I don't know if you heard this, but the longest recorded pass thrown by a quarterback in the past 8 years was Aaron Rodgers' Hail Mary last night. It traveled 70 air yards.
Yeah, guys, dude can still throw.
Okay, he's still throwing, man. Yeah,
dude, I mean, can still spin it.
He's known for his Hail Marys. He's
couple. He's made a career out of it.
Beautiful ones.
He's also made a career out of being kind of a dink and people hating him. And I'm not even one of those.
His family doesn't even talk to him.
Yeah, and that's a bad sign. But I don't have, like, a lot of you people out there. I know people hold against him, you know, vaccinations and COVID and going on with, what's his name?
McAfee
and all that.
Well, it's the holier-than-thouism. That's the thing.
Yeah, I think, you are still one of 11 on the football field.
Right,
I know you're
right.
older, but you literally are still one of 11 members of a team. So get over yourself.
Oh, he looks down at everyone else. That's who he
he's
is,
like
man.
Missoula at a press conference, looking down on people.
Until he got down in the mud with them in the court, you know?
Now I knew you could compete on the court, and we're like equal playing field. All right, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, are you ready?
I am indeed, and there'll be no discussions of dinks in this 3 points.
Good. We need a little dinklessness on this station. So, Stiz, start his clock now.
Well, Sunday represents a great chance for a number of things for your New England Patriots. Like Mike Vrabel getting that small measure of payback many believe he may want against the team that fired him a little less than 2 years ago. It gives the Patriots a chance to claim sole possession of first place in the AFC East and, potentially, should the Bolts beat the Colts, first place in the AFC overall. That's right, the number one seed is very well at stake this Sunday. But looking beyond all of that as well, some takeaways for the long, and hey, maybe they'll even get their run game going as well. But one of the things I'm focused on Sunday is just sort of watching the Tennessee Titans and kind of doing a little advanced scouting, which I imagine the Patriots might be doing for the trade deadline. Because if you're a team that's 1-5, and you got that one win by accident against the Cardinals, you should be winless. One of the things the Titans are going to probably need to do is trade away a couple of pieces to stockpile draft picks, because the real rebuild is going to begin next year with yet another head coach. You've got guys in the secondary like L'Jarius Sneed, Amani Hooker, Quandre Diggs, guys on the line like Jeffrey Simmons.
No.
You could have Calvin Ridley. You could even have Tajay Spears or Tony Pollard. A lot of people that teams like the Patriots that are contenders may want to pick up for rental.
Not happening. Not happening.
You shut that down quick. There's nobody?
Anybody on the Tennessee Titans? You think the
Tony Pollard.
You think the Tennessee Titans are going to trade with Mike Vrabel? They can't stand the guy. Yeah, let's do deals with Mike Vrabel, the guy that we're not going to honor, we're not going to acknowledge, we're not even going to look at on the football field in warm-ups tomorrow.
Maybe Mike Borgonzi, who is actually an Everett kid, maybe he can convince Amy Strunk Adams that... Yeah.
Good luck.
Or Adam Strunk, whichever comes first.
Adams Strunk, yes.
Convince her that it's in the best interest of the football team if we can get a fifth-round pick for Tony Pollard.
Yeah. You know where she's located, by the way, Ted?
Where's that?
Houston,
Texas. H-town. Oh, she's...
She is literally an absentee... Oh, no, Borgonzi, obviously...
She's like her dad, Bud Adams, was that way.
Correct. So, obviously, Borgonzi knows the Patriots well, used to know the Chiefs as well, and they're going to be in complete desperation. I mean, that when Cam Ward steps up to the mic and says, if we're keeping it a buck, we ass. The only way you stop being ass is by drafting better players, and that team is bereft of talent.
Can I just get off the subject real quick, but just talk about the Adams, like Bud Adams.
Who's the Adams original, family?
Adams family, yeah. Bud Adams, the original owner. They moved their team to Nashville, and it just broke the hearts of everyone in Houston, right?
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
And they don't never acknowledge any of the past players that played for the Oilers. Because they're now the Tennessee Titans, even though that's the team originated in Houston.
Yeah.
So they never celebrate any of the past Oilers teams, but yet they wear their throwbacks.
Because those are sweet.
Because they're the best throwbacks sweet. Ever.
Oh, maybe in the NFL. Wait, they don't give like Ernest Givens or
Warren Moon.
Campbell, Warren Moon.
Nope.
One of the best arms of all time.
They don't have any of them to Nashville to celebrate their... You know, their history, but they'll use the throwbacks, and then you've got the daughter of the owner of the team currently living in Houston. Boy, if I was living there, I'd get some toilet paper.
Easy.
You know? Yeah. Just throw it all over a couple trees. You know what I mean? I wouldn't do the eggs.
DoorDash her a turd salad.
There you go.
So do the Texans claim those guys at all? Do the Texans bring those guys?
That's a great question, Andy.
The only one that keeps that spirit alive is John McClain. The Texans, no, because it's a different
team.
No,
I know, but it's like, so you have these guys that are in this weird limbo without a home.
For those guys. There's some great players from those.
I mean, these are some legendary NFL players.
No doubt, man. No doubt. We got sidetracked there, but that's because that was
I know
my
it's your guy.
Team.
That's a little personal there because
that's
Earl Campbell.
That's my favorite team, yeah.
And it's your favorite guy, yes. Right? Earl Campbell?
Earl's the first number I ever wore, 34.
Yeah. Earl Campbell
should
be.
That's a valid digression, though, Tim.
I love
it. Really,
him.
It is.
I love
but
him.
This, Fitzy, is actually a common. I've heard a bunch of people talking about this. It started last week because everybody was looking at Olave and Kamara and some of the guys on the Saints. And I've heard people talking this week, primarily Tony Pollard, but others. Somebody threw out Lockett's name. There was a couple others like and I don't know that you need him anymore. Like I probably would have gone down that road previously. Now I feel like the receiver position, you've kind of settled in on who your top guys are. You still have a little depth behind that. And
Calvin Ridley, no thanks.
Calvin Ridley, who's not going to play this week, which is good for you.
He's only had 16 catches.
Yeah,
on 35 targets. Do the math. Not a good ratio there. But he was averaging 18.1 per catch. So he had 7 plays over 20 or more yards. So he was their deep threat guy.
I don't mean to defend Calvin Ridley, but basically any time that Cam Ward throws the ball, it's a 50-50 shot. He's literally completing 50-something percent of his passes. Yeah. The rest of the league is suddenly
55%,
like high 60s, 70-something percent completion percentage. He has a 60-something passer rating.
Yeah,
like that's a bad offense and a bad young quarterback.
Very much so.
Needs a little bit of help. But Ted Johnson
and Fitzy, real quick, stop saying that they're gonna could be the number one seed in the AFC. I don't want them to be the number one seed this early. If they can help,
that's just like, I'm not trying to jinx them. Like no,
I know. It's just I think that it suits them better to be the hunter than the hunted.
Is this going
to
be like some Joe Mazzulla thing? You want the bullet on their back, not on their front or something? Like you don't think they're going to run?
Ted, I think the Bolts are going to beat the Colts on Sunday, and you're going to find yourself in possession. Now that's a long stretch run. Like you're like finish. It's the 4x400. You're finishing lap 2, and all of a sudden you're in first place by like 10 furlongs.
Yeah, because you came out so damn fast. You're going to have anything at the end. That's what just make sure we got a little something at the end.
Your boy Vrabes can pace his team. I trust him to, get them to not drink the Kool-Aid or not feel the smoke up their bum bum or whatever other Texas phrase you want to throw at them.
That stuff gets me excited.
So, Ted Johnson, are you ready for your three-point stance?
I think so.
That's not overly
confident. I'm going to do the best I can. We'll see. But, yeah, let's do it.
I don't care for any of those, but put him on the clock. His 2 minutes starts now.
All right, so this Jaylen Brown thing, I don't know. It's got me a little bit worried. You know, him pulling up lame a little bit in this last preseason game against the Toronto Raptors with 5 minutes left in the first quarter. He grabs his left hamstring. And now, Joe Mazzulla was asked about, you know, how he was doing, is he going to be ready for the season opener? And he's like, yeah, he's going to be fine. But that's basically all he gave us. No definitive answer there. But I'm worried about it. I really am worried about it. And I wonder, you know, this camp, you know, this new camp that Joe Mazzulla was running, you know, it's been known that a lot of people out there have been talking about how fast paced this training camp has been. They've been running a heck of a lot more than they ever have in the past. And this was a quote from Jaylen Brown. I don't know exactly where this came from, but I know this came out of Jaylen Brown's mouth. He says, quote, man, Mazzulla is out of his mind. I don't even play for a basketball team. I play for a track team. We've just been running. I'm not complaining. Joe took it to a whole nother level. Training camp has been crazy, end quote. And I hear that and I'm like, okay, man, I hope you know what you're doing, Joe. It just feels like the tactics and the way his strategies and methodologies have changed this year after losing all this talent. So I'm worried about it. And then you look at the playing time for Derek White and Peyton Pritchard in that preseason game. Derek White played 35 minutes. And he saw Jaylen Brown go out with a hamstring. You cannot afford to lose Derek White. Why were you keeping him in there for 35 minutes in a meaningless game? Joe, I hope you know what you're doing, bud.
Plan is spinning opposite direction, whatever.
Yeah.
Are you?
So that's all. I'm worried.
Tying together a sore hammy from Jaylen Brown to too much running in training camp in preseason?
I'm using that as a potential reason for why maybe Jaylen Brown pulled up lame. Yes.
Interesting.
It's either that's what we do. We assign blame. So it's either Jaylen Brown wasn't ready to go, or Mazzulla has been working them too hard, and he was, hurt himself in the meaningless preseason game.
Well, if you put it as an either or, then I'll blame Mazzulla. I'm certainly not going to blame my boy JB.
Well, right,
so he wasn't ready. Nobody works harder. You ever seen his workouts underwater?
The pool, the best.
Underwater with weights and all those things.
Basketball's not played underwater though, bro. You know,
it's a fair point.
But no, I love aquatic training. I think it's awesome.
Underwater, you've done that?
Well, I just came from the pool just now.
No. But I mean the underwater part, not swimming.
Yeah, no, like
with weights down at the deep end of the pool.
I have things that they're not weights, but they're like, you know, they restrict the water. You know,
no, but my problem is I can't hold my.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Breath that long. Mm. I don't know how he does that. Like, I would freak the F out. If I went down with dumbbells to the deep end of the pool.
You can get a workout in the pool without putting your head under the water.
No, I know, but he goes under. That's what he does. That's what makes it weird.
I would just, I'm certified in deep water scuba diving, so I could probably do it. Just give me like an oxygen mask and an oxygen my regulator, and I'd be fine.
Maybe Avatar's his favorite movie.
It is his favorite movie.
If it was, then he would become my favorite player.
While we're on Ted Johnson's pool workouts, can you do the thing where you jump out the shallow end of the pool?
That's
ever? Not even at your best?
No way. I think
that's one of the most impressive things.
It is one of the most insane. You know, probably guys like that have like an insane broad jump.
Yeah. Right? Oh, yeah, yeah. Explosive,
so,
yes.
Yeah. So, but to jump from the water, even if you're like halfway where the water's up to your waist and you're able to jump out onto the side is insane to me.
Yeah, I don't have that. I actually watched my son kind of do it on our boat the other day, and I was contemplating trying it, and then I'm thinking, I'll be in the hospital.
Like, yeah,
literally, I will need an ambulance. Yep. What am I? I'm almost 50 years old. This is the dumbest thought I've had in my – go grab another Miller Lite and stay on the sand.
Those are guys that have like 38, 40-inch floats.
Yeah. Yeah. But getting back to the training camp, Jaylen Brown has been over the top with how hard this camp has been. I agree with you on that. And if he's fatigued and maybe that led to the hamstring or something there, you can ill afford to start the year. This reminds me a little bit. Remember we talked about Andy Reid told the Chiefs receivers, make sure your hamstrings are stretched out because, he was sick that last year. They were the dink and dunk offense and he wanted to go down the field and blah, blah, blah.
And look what's happening now. With Rashee Rice coming back, they're about to stretch that field.
And that's where I think this could be good or bad. There's two ways we can take this storyline. JB has a bad hammy and he limps through the first month of the season because you went too hard in training camp. Or Ted will like this. They're running and gunning up and down the court early in the first month. And you're like, see, they had a fun training camp. Mm-hmm. They got ready to run. Because I forgot the number. Scal had the number the other day. But their possessions per something, 100 and whatever, they're pushing the basketball.
Yeah.
Their possessions are way up and they're getting up and down
Good.
The court.
They're playing the Pacers style.
Yes. And
OKC style.
You want that. You've asked for that, right?
I have.
So didn't Joe have to get him ready for that? Isn't there some running to get ready for that?
Yeah, but there's a fine line, and a good coach would know where that line is. Don't cross it.
I mean, he's got a ring. So you claiming he's not a good coach?
Yeah, with Jason Tatum. Much like
you say that about a lot of, I feel like that's your argument. Bill with Tom Brady.
I mean, am I wrong? Replacements for JB, if he's not ready to start the season, Hugo Gonzalez, Jordan Walsh, or Baylor Shireman. Any of those blow your skirt up?
My guy Shireman.
Oh, how's he been doing this preseason?
Hitting bombs?
No, not really.
If I had to pick one of those, I'd go with Gonzo.
The highlight reels I watch, he's hitting bombs.
Okay, well, those the highlight reels.
We need another Gonzo in town, so I'll go with it. And I think I'm still learning this. Some people say Hugo, and some people say Ugo. They, don't pronounce the H. And if you remember, that's how the commissioner actually announced it on the podium. Maybe when we talk to Scal at some point, I need to get to the basics.
I think it's the proper Spanish pronunciation of Ugo.
Ugo. He would be the guy I'd take, but no, I don't want to see him just yet. Let's squeeze in a couple phone calls here, mostly because somebody wants to defend me. So let's go to Ralph in Cranston. What's up, Ralph?
I absolutely want to defend you because, the funny thing is that, you can't come out and give your opinion. I don't like this performer. It's not my type of thing. Now, I went through a very similar thing. I have two black brother-in-laws. My wife's not white. They were all going to a Chris Brown concert. And Chris Brown, I like his music. And I said to them, said to all of them, even some of my friends, I said, look, his music is good, but this guy's been charged with a domestic problem, domestic assault in three different countries. I'm not supporting that. I am just... So someone made the same comment to me. Homophobia and racism are the two of the worst traits you can have. And no one believes that more than me. But if you say something that you feel and someone comes out and says that you're a racist or accuse you of racist comments, basically those are the ones that are holding on to racism because there's certain people in this country we know that don't want that to go away from a political standpoint. We know that.
Thanks for the call, Ralph.
Yeah.
We don't need to go too far down that road.
That's the world. And
appreciate you having my back.
Radio your hosts have always that's a you criticize any athlete of a certain race then you must be a racist because you don't like that athlete.
Yep.
I don't want to get into all that nonsense, but I did have someone reach out to me regarding some of Bad Bunny's past antics, beliefs, etc. And suffice to say, none too pleased that he's the halftime act, and not because of the fact that he can't understand the lyrics to the music or any of that other sort of baseline level stuff that people were chirping at you about.
By the way, radio hosts in Boston can right off.
Hey, come on.
No, there's a lot to that Bad Bunny thing. But I think as simple as I always thought they wanted an act that everybody would just kind of like, right? Like that.
Oh, and that's George Strait.
That was just my preferred choice, and it just happens to be the choice of Change.org's petition out there. But this is, it's definitely, you have to admit, Stiz, since you're going to be the defender of a certain side here, this was a polarizing choice. This was an interesting choice at this time.
Sure. Sure, it was a polarizing, but you also have to acknowledge he is one of the most popular artists in the world. He's one of the most streamed artists in the world.
Okay.
And like I said yesterday, I do think that the show will be entertaining, even though I won't understand it.
I mean, there is something to that. He appeals maybe to an international audience. And
yes.
The NFL is trying to appeal to international audiences. And so
sure.
I could see that being the number one reason why they have him on.
Probably is the reason. I mean, we wake up every Sunday and watch a game that's not played in the U.S. That's what they're trying to do. There's Friday night games in Brazil or wherever. Like, that's what they're trying to do.
And also, who's behind making the decisions on the halftime show?
Jay-Z.
Yes.
So, it was just an interesting
when did that happen?
A few years ago. Yeah,
a few years ago.
He's like their consultant or whatever for the Super Bowl halftime show.
Stiz, can you just clip yourself saying, you want George Strait? I think that would be a good clip. Just clip that, would you, bub?
All right, coming up here on WEEI Afternoons, nice job on the three-point stances, boys. Our buddy Mike Giardi is going to join us. We're going to have a conversation with him about, I don't know, maybe the MVP status of Drake May, whether there's a chance that there could be an upset this week in Tennessee, and much more. That's Mike Giardi up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, not Dan Ball, but Nick Fitzy-Stevens has what's trending.
Boomer Esiason joins the Greg Hill Show Mondays at 8. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Yes, your New England Patriots are going to be on their way very soon to Nashville, Tennessee. Mike Vrabel's former house to take on the Titans and interim head coach Mike McCoy, who is but 5 days into his stint as HC of the TT. Game is set for 1 o'clock this Sunday on CBS. Pats are a 7-point favorite, which marks the first time the Pats are road favorites of 7 points or higher since the infamous Antonio Brown game of 2019 in Miami. In that game, the Patriots were 19-point favorites. Mike Vrabel said earlier today to the assembled media at Gillette Stadium, 4 players are listed as questionable, including cornerback Charles Woods, safety Jalen Hawkins, defensive end Harold Landry, and wide receiver Stephon Diggs. Also for Tennessee, Calvin Ridley, wide receiver, has been ruled out with a hamstring injury. Week 7 in the NFL got off to an awesome start last night with Cincy's thrilling 33-31 win at home versus the Steelers. Joe Flacco, in just his second start for the Bengals after being traded from Cleveland 10 days ago, went 31 for 47 for 342 yards and 3 touchdowns. Andy Hart's least favorite person, Aaron Rodgers, joined the over 40 quarterback fund, throwing for 249 yards, 4 tutties, and 2 costly picks. Last night in Vegas, baby. The Bruins obviously tried to bond this week, but they couldn't bond tightly enough to beat the Golden Knights. The first game of a 3-tilt West Coast swing fell to Vegas, 6-5. Jeremy Swayman brought a 6-pack to the party, the wrong kind of 6-pack, as he allowed 6 goals on the evening. Zadorov, Janot, Kastelich, Pasternak, and Asimont all scored for the Bees. Up next on the trip, a mammoth game. That's right, it's Boston versus Utah. Sunday night at 7 p.m. Eastern. And in baseball, behind his best start in ages, a fiery Max Scherzer led the Blue Jays to an 8-2 win over the Mariners last night in Toronto. Vladdy Jr. had another ding-dong for the Jays. That series is knotted at 2. Game 5 tonight, just after 6 p.m. Kevin Gausman on the hill for Toronto, opposite Seattle's Bryce Miller. And it looks like the Dodgers are seeking a 4-game sweep and a trip back to the Fall Classic. Game 4 tonight after 8 at Chavez Ravine. TBD will take the hill for Milwaukee, opposite, of course, the great Shohei Ohtani. Trending this hour is brought to you by Jackson Lumber, contractors, builders, and homeowners. Visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies. Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. This is your old pal, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and that's what's trending at WEEI and WEEI.com. Don't go anywhere. The original Bad Bunny of Patriots news and interviews, Mike Giardi, joins the show next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.